Modern media liberate us from the bonds of time and place. Buy a record, or before that a wax cylinder, and you could hear Caruso singing without ever leaving Missoula. Movies, digital photographs, archived sound files and podcasts, streaming videos of lectures and performances, all of these breakthroughs redefine what is accessible to us, what is potentially familiar. Compound that expanded universe of the available with mobile devices, and our remote location or our busy schedule becomes merely a minor inconvenience to experiencing things. Well, perhaps it's inevitable that this markdown of the value of the here and now would stimulate a reaction. And here's an interesting one. Pop-up magazine. It happens once, in one place, unrecorded. Now you see it. If not, you don't. Douglas McGray is the editor of Pop-Up, and he joins us from San Francisco. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And tell us what Pop-Up magazine is. Describe it.
Pop-Up magazine is a live magazine. It's a magazine that's performed on stage. You have a table of contents, and you have a series of about 20 stories in 90 minutes, and there are documentary filmmakers, writers, radio producers, photographers, and artists who present their work to a live audience live on stage.
And many of their presentations are very short.
They are very short. The shortest one we've ever done was 17 seconds. They run up to about maybe 5 or 6 minutes long, and you find that that's enough time to tell a rich story or profile a person or explain an idea.
And the person who's presenting comes out on stage and does this just speech, or do they have pictures or sounds to accompany them?
There is a big screen at the back of the stage, and the person comes out, the presenter takes the mic, and then they will read. And sometimes they just read. Sometimes there's film that comes up behind them. Sometimes we'll use the sound system, and you'll hear voices or sound that's playing in the theater. We've even had live musical accompaniment to pieces. So they can be very simple and very lo-fi, or they can be these rich multimedia immersive experiences.
Magazines are edited. Is this one edited?
It is. We reach out to potential contributors we admire, and people come to us, and we'll talk stories the way that an editor will talk with a writer. Once we figure out what makes sense to do on stage, sometimes we'll collaborate really closely and figure out how we can encourage someone to experiment with different forms. We'll have a radio producer who will decide that they're going to try out using some Super 8 film or using some images, or we'll have an illustrator who will get paired with someone who works in sound. So it's a lot like a magazine. It just happens to be live and ephemeral.
Now, in theory, you could make it less than ephemeral. You could take the same people who presented and have both a matinee and an evening performance, or have it several days a week. But you've definitely decided that's not what this is all about.
Well, one thing that we've found that's really interesting is we started this show in a small theater. And the reason we started it was we felt that filmmakers have their film openings, and artists will have gallery openings, and writers will have their readings. And we're never at the same things together. We thought about stories, the idea of a live magazine is a way to bring these different communities together and bring their communities of fans together.
Now, there's live, and then there's live. You could have a script and go back and do the live show the next day if you wanted to.
I find that people watch a thing differently when it really is only going to happen once. You can't share the link to your favorite story. You're going to have to retell it yourself. And you can't go back and watch something later. I think you focus in a different way, and I think you remember in a different way. And I like the way it makes people's brains work. And we've gotten great feedback to that effect, that people, when they come and when the lights go down, they feel like they're about to see something special precisely because it's only going to happen once.
And in fact, when I first emailed you about this, I asked, suspecting the answer, if there was any sound, any recorded moment that we might be able to hear on the program. The answer is no, you don't have it.
It's true. We don't even have secret recordings or photographs for ourselves. When I think back to old issues and think fondly of moments that were really terrific, I'm just remembering them.
The way it used to be at one time.
And I should say that this is not a negative reaction to technology, because all of us are online, all of us are on social media. In a lot of ways, the huge audience for this show has been built on social media. These are great ways to connect and to share ideas and to meet people. It's also just nice to unplug and come together for a night and do something that's different.
Well, Douglas McRae, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much.
Douglas McRae is the editor of Pop-Up Magazine, which, as you heard, isn't exactly a magazine. He spoke to us from San Francisco. We'll be right back.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.